Hey there, everybody. It is Suzanne with another energy update, which are actual client sessions in terms of sharing some of the stuff that I come up against in that session, added in with some, I don't know, suggestions and or ways to possibly look at moving forward, things that we can all share. These are client sessions that have been approved on an anonymous basis, and I think that we can all learn from one another. A lot of times when I have a actual energy session booked with someone, they will be struggling with specific things that they will bring to the table. Sometimes they just come in because they need what they would call a tune-up or just more fuel. But in some instances, they come in with specifics that are then manifesting in a lot of different ways, whether that be spiritual, emotional, mental, or physical. This particular client I have known for quite a few years. I have worked with her in different ways because when I initially met her, she was coming on the heels of breast cancer and had gone through the process of breast cancer and therapy and reconstruction. And now it is years later. She has been cancer-free for quite some time and it still is, thank goodness. And this particular session, however, is coming on the heels of some issues having to do with the reconstruction process of the breast cancer. So kind of got two veins going here. She came in terms of really kind of stressing about or dealing with some new ventures having to do with her business. This particular client is a photographer and is kind of expanding her business and doing some different things and having a business partnership that she's moving into. And what I think is so interesting is people look outside of themselves so many times for validation on things. You know, we talk to people, we get financial advice, we get, you know, therapeutic advice, we get business advice, we get all kinds of advice. We go to the internet, we go to the doctor, we go to our family. That's all fine and cool. That's what humans do. We're 3D. You know, that's all great. But we also have this meat body, and we have this meat and bone body that we walk around in all day long that is actually also created in a mental and emotional body. And this thing is a wealth of knowledge. And I think it's interesting that not many of us are taught, if any of us are taught, in our very young years to honor the fact that we are designed this way, to honor the fact that we are meat and bone that is a very chatty, very connected source of information that is yapping at us all the time if we would just learn to listen. And we don't get told that that even is something that is quote unquote real, much less we don't get like trained on how to even do that unless hopefully we get to a place in our lives where we're beginning some spiritual journey of sorts and starting to honor the fact that this information is inside and this information is unique. It is my version of, and that's why I always say take what resonates in these and toss the rest, because even my information needs to go through your own individual your container of what is real. It's your lens, it's your perception, it's your reality. We get information, we run it through our consciousness container, our own lens, and then it's either my real or my not real. But when it comes to things like business ventures, when it comes to things like expanding wishes and dreams, manifesting my life, moving forward, the connection to this inner body is so critically important if we choose to look at it that way. It is so honest. It is so real. And most of the time, we ignore the signs and the symptoms because we're too busy looking for that validation from outside of the container. And I'm not saying this is anything's right or wrong. I'm just saying it's an opportunity for us to maybe look at a faster way to get to our truth. These human bodies are designed to be a truth pendulum. Our literal physicality will automatically and intuitively move forward in terms of something we want and pull away from something we don't. We can oftentimes use our body as an actual pendulum to ask yes, no questions. And the way that one wants to do that, if they choose to, is to just simply stand up and relax, or even sit and relax into your actual meat and bone body, Oftentimes I have the client or myself put my hands on the heart chakra right in the middle and close your eyes and take a big deep breath, have soft knees and just ask, is this a good business venture for me? My body will intuitively and innately move forward in a slight manner or a dramatic manner or somewhere in between if it's a yes, and very intuitively pull back if it's a no. And I use that quick body check in a multiple ways throughout my day, just as kind of like an automatic. I mean, I can buy a bottle of wine that way. Is this a good bottle of wine? Is this a good medicine? Do I need this vitamin? Is this a good food for me to eat? On and on and on. Do I want this car? Do I want this computer? There's a million ways that we can check in with the actual body as a pendulum. And I think what's so interesting is that when we are in these processes, like this particular client is this what I'm really supposed to be doing? Is this what I want? We do all the work on the outside, but we don't go inside. So first and foremost, that was kind of one of the lessons during this particular client discussion was she was questioning a lot of her so-called decisions or questioning a lot of the where it's going to go and what it's going to lead and what is this going to look like without asking from within. And so we were playing a lot with that during the session on retraining the egoic self to actually trust the energetic self. And that was super, super interesting. I think one of the things that came out of this session that I also wanted to share was we get really tight and hold so much stress in our body because we don't know what we think we want, or we think we don't know what we want, and back and forth that goes. And sometimes it's really important for us to allow the universe to bring forward the package of our highest and best good. That means learn how to manifest. That means you still have to go to the universe and give them your so-called order. Give the universe the so-called order of the feel centers and the things that I want, but not necessarily the specifics of the package and the timing and the way that this potentially dovetails out into, because that's where universe might give you a heck of a lot more or a heck of a lot better or a whole different package. And so there's a fine line when it comes to all of this stuff. And I think it all has to do with that heart center and really working with that space and place in the body. Now, remember, this particular client that I said had breast cancer years ago and struggles with a fear already and holds a very big shield over the whole heart chakra, hence the breast area, because of the trauma of that initial experience with cancer. That is very, very typical for most people, even if they don't have breast cancer, because we all hold that heart chakra so vulnerably in terms of allowing somebody in, or do I let somebody see who I truly am, or do I allow myself to give and receive, and on it goes. So we all hold this place in our heart chakra so carefully. And it was important for this client to know this is an area that is already vulnerable for you, and it's important to honor it and work with it. Well, then we got further into this discussion, and it was interesting because she still also holds some really difficult core beliefs around this particular part of the body, because her upbringing also included a father that had a family core belief structure that said, we always present this to the world. We present our family this way. We look this way. We act this way. Now, this is not typical for everybody, but there's many, many, many families that grow up with a parent and or both parents, or at least one parent, or themselves, that project a core belief of this is the way that we present ourselves to the world. And this is very, very difficult if you really go deep inside, because that doesn't necessarily resonate possibly with your truth. That feels oftentimes like I'm wearing a face that isn't necessarily real. It feels like a false face. It feels like a false presentation. It feels like a condition on my love. And this exactly, by the way, is the chakra that lands in the heart. Conditionalized love, feeling like I'm not lovable unless I am, unless I do, unless I say, all of those depletions on the actual feeling of being loved are fuel leaks for that heart chakra. And that heart chakra is where the breasts actually reside, obviously, which will then have a dis-ease in that area of the body, hence why we have breast cancer. So that's not to sit there and say, oh, she created her own breast cancer. But from a higher perspective, we do. We create our own dis-ease because the dis-ease is between a core belief, an understanding, and a truth. And we need to understand that vulnerability. So what I was discussing with this particular client is, even all these years later in full remission, we want to be very, very aware of, if I'm still running that core belief program, it's still zapping my fuel. A lot of times I teach how that works with a metaphor of like apps that run on your cell phone, because people this day and age are understanding it easier that way. If my cell phone is constantly dying, the battery is constantly dying, and I go back to my settings and I realize, oh my God, I have this app open, I have that app open, I haven't closed this, 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 and this, and I close all of those apps, and all of a sudden, bam, my battery retains energy way longer. It's because all of the energy leaks of those apps have been shut down. It doesn't mean that the app is accessible or not accessible. It's just not an ongoing, I mean, I can still get to the app is what I'm saying if I choose to, but it is not an ongoing battery drain. It's the same thing with a core belief. If I am not even aware that that core belief is running continually, it is consistently depleting my energy field in direct alignment to what that chakra carries in terms of the consciousness level. The breast area, the heart area, is conditionalized love in any way, shape, or form. And we do not understand that the human race conditionalizes love 24/7. It is very difficult for us to understand that I am lovable just because I'm here. I am lovable just because I'm in existence in and of itself. We are lovable if we, when we, because we, how we, and then we're not lovable because we didn't and we shouldn't have and all of those things, continually depleting that field of the heart chakra. This is why the heart chakra carries so much dis-ease, hence disease, in human bodies, meaning not just breast cancer, but heart-related issues. It has immune system problems. It has heart rates, blood, cholesterol, immune system problems like RAs, diabetes. It has anything to do with anything that moves through the actual circulatory system. All of the massive, massive, massive amounts of diseases that human beings walk around with coming from this heart chakra are profoundly over the top in terms of our medical field because we don't understand love. And we don't understand love with no condition attached. And we don't understand that love with no condition attached can also, by the way, come from something other than a human. So when this particular client grows up with a belief system, and this is not to blame a father, there's no blame here. It's a perception of a belief that I grow up in with and around. And then I, as an adult, choose to keep fostering that belief. So if I am growing up around that, having to have a certain face, having to have a certain dialogue, having to have a certain look, having to be presented in a certain package, that's going to bring me forward into some really messy stuff, hence why I turn into a breast cancer. So if that's all making sense to you so far, I think this is really important. Now it moves into even another layer for this particular client during the session in terms of she is also at a place for her reconstruction in her surgery, and that one breast is not the same size as the other. And what happens also is if we grow up with a belief system, we sometimes on a subconscious level fight that belief. We sometimes don't want to honor that belief anymore. So I will swing the pendulum the other way and think that that's stupid, that's petty, I'm not going to do it, I don't want to have that, blah, blah, blah. And when this particular client now is struggling with the fact of, do I go back in and actually say, these are two different sizes and I want them the same size, she was struggling very deeply with feeling egoic and thinking that was really petty and feeling like I shouldn't have that petty necessary thought pattern or need to make these even because there's huge horrible things happening in the world. There's people that don't have food. Why do I care if my two breasts are the same size? And on. So she has, in another realm, swung that belief system pendulum away from father so far that she's prohibiting the joy factor and the truth that she is really having a need for these to feel completely hers. And I think this is so important. I encouraged her because it wasn't a vanity thing. It was an ownership thing. It was a ownership of feeling safe in the area where she had been diseased. And this is another layer to this that was so incredibly valuable to share, I thought, because oftentimes we will say, it doesn't matter. They're only a little bit of a size difference. It really doesn't matter. But it did matter to her because energetically, you could see how her whole essence of her being was scared and fearful and sad and struggling. And that in and of itself is another huge energy leak for that heart chakra. And of all things, what we don't want to do is potentially have an additional dis-ease in that area, hence why how we reboot cancer, how we reboot our disease. If that is that important to her for any way, shape, or form to feel safe and own her body parts, it is really critical, in my opinion, to honor that and to move through the pendulum swing of, I don't deserve that because it's simple and it's petty. So there's always a balance when it comes down to belief, core belief systems. There's always a balance that we can find between these pendulum swings. Just because I grew up with something doesn't mean I have to do it. At the very same time, just because I grew up with something doesn't mean I don't have to do it. Because both of those are the extreme opposite ends of the core belief. What one wants to do, if they choose to, is find the middle ground of how I can flex through those two pendulum swings, those two diametrically opposed black and white decisions. There's a myriad of colors of choices in between. Being flexible and having the ability to go with the tide. At this very moment in time, it was super, super obvious that there was a safe value attached to that need to allow herself to go back in without ego attached and without having a false ego attached. So I hope this is coming through and how it's meant to come through, because it's a lot of interesting outcomes of how this one particular belief system did so, so, so many things in this client's life, from how do I allow myself to egoically choose to make this decision without feeling petty to have these two breasts be the same size? How do I not reboot cancer with fear? How do I honor the fact that that cancer came because of the belief system that I grew up with in the first place? How do I take this chakra and have an innate conversation of truth in moving forward, even for a business venture? And on and on and on it goes, because ultimately, these human expressions of God source are literally human expressions of belief systems every day, all day, in a million different varieties. And it's fascinating to me to sit there and watch client after client have a core belief and how it dovetails off to a million different tentacles throughout their life. And once that core belief is really honored and examined and sometimes released or sometimes modified, it can profoundly offer freedom and joy and happiness in a billion different ways within one person's existence, because it all comes from the same anchor. So I think that that's so, so, so interesting. What that does, if we don't work on that heart chakra and really maintain that balance, we'll do one of two things. We can close down that heart chakra, which again doesn't give it fuel, or we don't allow that heart chakra to have boundaries, which means that I'm going to empathically bring in everything, because that heart chakra is also the bridge in our chakra system, meaning the first three chakras below it are physical chakras, the three chakras above it are spiritual chakras, And the heart chakra is the bridge to both. That bridge is also what we call the astral plane. The astral plane is the everything, the I am, all of the above of the collective. So we can also empathically take on everybody's crap. Back to this particular client, because she was also still suffering from core beliefs on feelings of safe, feelings of presentation of self, feelings from integrity and honor, and safe in and of itself, when we go forward and we empath that in that heart chakra, we can pick up collectively what we would call all kinds of collective programming. And in this particular gal's case, she was running a lot of fear Armageddon programming of not being safe. This resides, again, in the collective field of that fourth dimension. Programming of Armageddon is very, very real on a collective basis, meaning we are told all day long that we're not safe. We are told all day long that we are going to be not here in a million different ways. We are told that we could blow tomorrow. We are told this, that, and the other thing from eons that we may not be here. We may not be safe. So when we are empathing so openly in that heart chakra and not discerning which is my truth, which isn't mine, again, going back and talking that relationship inside, if we're not discerning, is that an app that's running? Is that a program that's running? Is that truly mine? Is that mine from childhood? Is that mine right now? If we're not doing all that work to discern, we will be taken over by these Armageddon programs. And this indeed was part of what was happening for this particular client. Oftentimes what I will say is spend some time with your body. Again, use that heart chakra. Maybe put your hands right on it and ask, I am so fear-filled today. Is this fear really about this new business venture, or is this a fear that I can't quite get my hands around? Is this a fear that feels like I'm seven with my dad again, or is this a fear that's right now, or is this a fear that I don't even know what this is? Because those are all different levels of discernment. Those are the quiet relationship times that we want to have with our own meat body. And that would be, if you choose to, be called meditation. Meditation doesn't mean I have to zen out with some tape or go out of my body and astral plane. It can be simply talking to my body at any time during the day. And this can take 2 seconds, 2 minutes, or 2 hours, or 2 days. We can do that conversation with my body to say, hey, is this mine? Is this mine now? Is this mine at this age? Is this not mine at all? And then what do I want to do with that? Because now we're back to those choices, a myriad of choices. Be flexible on that pendulum swing. So this is a lot of information, I think, coming from one particular chakra. And I think it's fascinating that it not only brought for this client challenges that are from her very actual right now life and future, and brought up childhood things, and brought up collective things, and brought up all kinds of it, all from the same exact chakra. So these bodies are fascinating to me. The body itself and the chakra system itself is like a map. And if we study not only that map, but the levels of consciousness that are holding that dis-ease, we may indeed be able to prevent disease. Or if indeed we have had the disease, we can possibly prevent the re-emergence of a disease because we're doing the work to clear the fear. So hopefully that all made some sense to everybody. Take for whatever resonates and toss the rest, and cosmic hugs to all until we talk again.